On a sunny day at the Springfield-Beckley Municipal Airport, a dozen employees of the Wright-Patterson Air Force Research Lab stand outside a trailer at the site of a runway. They're making plans to test two unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, including the Bat-4 with a wingspan of 14 feet. With a peek inside the trailer, project manager Robert Neuroth points out just how thorough this operation is.
So up in the front, we have our small UAS operators. These are our internal operators. They're the ones that set the waypoints and actually receive real-time telemetry of the data during flight. They're the ones that monitor the health of the aircraft and make sure everything is flying safely.
To their left are communications and intelligence gathering experts, all waiting for the UAV to fly. The Bat-4 passes all its pre-flight tests and goes airborne. The person controlling it is watching closely as the bird goes skyward. Right now, the FAA says operators can only fly UAVs using line of sight. That's an unobstructed path between the UAV and the controller. But within the next year at this test site in Springfield, beyond line-of-sight approval is expected, opening a 200-square-mile area for flight up to 10,000 feet. The radar equipment that will allow it to happen arrives next month. Air Force Research Lab Deputy Director Art Huber shows off the radar for a much smaller area in New Mexico where planes and UAVs merge.
Here you just saw the what we call the dynamic protection zone around this UAV turn red because it sees that there's a potential for a collision. And these little bars out in front tell you in which direction the airplane's going.
Well, in this case here, I would have them turn away just like they just did right there. I would tell RPA-1, turn left heading 190, and give them the traffic, and then they would turn.
That's retired air traffic controller Raleigh Knavel, who will have the job of communicating with UAV operators in Springfield. Communication with planes will be left to the tower, but Knavel with the new radar will be on the ground in an RV. Huber explains the radar data fusion system, which will permit Knavel to see both UAVs and other air traffic.
Now knowing where they are and their vectors in space, how what speed they're going, what direction they're going, the operator can now tell the pilot in charge of the small UAV, hey, you have an airplane such and such distance from you, it's heading your way, why don't you turn into a new direction or a new airspeed or new altitude or whatever in order to stay away and avoid a collision.
Springfield is just 30 minutes from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and the beyond line of sight that the military anticipates will be approved by the FAA will really help project manager Robert Neuroth test advanced UAVs for warfighters.
We currently have to go to restricted airspace, so for us that's a drive out of state, and it costs us more to do that, you know. So to minimize our cost, we would like to use this facility in the future to be able to fly beyond line of sight as well as fly multiple aircraft.
Lieutenant Timothy Machen is test director for this flight, and it's his team's first time at the Springfield-Beckley Municipal Airport.
It allows us to fly a lot more often and hopefully test a lot more stuff and get it out to the warfighter.
Ohio will apply for beyond line of sight after the FAA approves it for the Air Force. The state paid half of the new radar, costing a total of $5 million. It will then allow private companies like Amazon to test at the Springfield Airport. Huber says eventually this technology will become portable.
We're already beginning to look at, more ambitious forms of this. That might be, include going to a more mobile capability. In other words, instead of having to tie into the ATC network of radars, why don't we have our own mobile radar and bring that along with us?
That could include portable UAV radar for law enforcement and first responders. Ann Thompson, 81.7 WVXU.